Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're locked in to Bears Monday on the Score. Listen all day as we react to the Bears' loss to the Ravens. Get analysis from our Bears experts and take your calls. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR in HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. An Odyssey station.
The Score! Score!
This segment of the show brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The first place Wolves play the Rockford IceHogs this Saturday, Allstate Arena, and affordable tickets are still available. Check out Winning Hockey with the entire family. We are Chicago. We are hockey. We are the Wolves.
This segment is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. And Transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Call Aloha for all of your water, fire, and mold needs.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live through the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and we thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas for getting us up and running on Twitch. Appreciate that. And thanks to everyone, David, for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Horizon Therapeutics Bears Monday.
It's so funny. Nothing ever needed more than Horizon Therapeutics after watching the Bears yesterday.
Amen.
Just the sad reality. Thanks to our executive producer extraordinaire. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes. Yeah. And thanks to Ray Diaz for getting all that wonderful audio for us.
Got to ask, you know, you got another long losing streak. You got some fans chanting for you to be fired in the stands. How's that affect morale of the players? Are players, maybe coaches, coaching for their jobs, including yourself? How do you feel about all that?
You know, all we're doing right now is we're doing everything we can to get ready for this Detroit game. That's it. That's our focus.
Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, that's great from the veteran newsman, and what a joy to welcome in our veteran compatriots Stan Bernstein and Leila Rahimi. Good morning, guys.
Mully, you remember that press conference in Soldier Field? And I forgot who they lost. It might have been the Chargers, but it was over. The Wannstedt regime was essentially over. Everybody knew it, and we trudged off and we waited in that heated tent. And then exited by the north end zone. We waited. And as everybody's coming off the field, that's back when we could watch the final 5 minutes on the field and stand there amongst everybody. And then as we're all walking off, and that whole north end zone, they're raining down the chants. And after the game, I said, Dave, what did it bother you what the fans were saying? Oh, what were they saying, Bernsey? And I said, they were saying Wannstedt sucks. It's like, oh.
That's not the way you said it. You said, they're saying Wannstedt sucks. You like articulated.
But everybody
kind of looked at you uncomfortably.
But he's like, oh, no, you know, that just, it comes with a terror. They gave the coaching, you give the same kind of exact response that anybody would give in that. But that's what I was reminded of yesterday, of that same feeling when everybody knows something's over.
You don't even have to go back to that. I mean, that's valid because I think it's happened, but it's almost like a Bears tradition because Mark
tradition Mark unlike Trestman, any other.
It is. I mean, Jim Nance could have said that in the booth.
David wrote that. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it's over except the front office ownership and management.
Well, the Trestman era ended with similar kind of, you know, reaction from the fan base. Certainly John Fox, that was almost like toxic negativity, you know, in the fan base. And here we are 4 years later and starting to feel the same way. There's still three home games left. That's the thing. And
normally it's like, there's still three home games left. Make sure you go out to Soldier Field. And instead we're like, there's three games
because
left.
Now, you know, Brad said it well. Biggsy said it well. You know, this is a team that really theoretically, when you watch enough football, if they tighten things up, if they had some coaching acumen, they could be 5-5. They could be 5-5.
Just like
now
the Vikings.
3-7, and the bottom's falling out. And so now you're right. The rest of it is just inevitable.
What a promo. Can't wait. I really also appreciated the conversations that you guys had, of course, with Tom Thayer and Olin this morning. They were just not just accurate, but good in how they've repeated certain things, but illustrated the differences from week to week. And the genuine football conversation this morning has been so entertaining.
Yeah, I worry about that. I don't find it entertaining to kind of watch the end of whatever this is. And I worry that it won't be as complete as it needs to be. And I think that, you know, you get to a point where you just want to do something to do something, sacrifice something to sacrifice something. This needs to be a much larger conversation. And I think that, you know, we talked about the chants, you know, the chant of fire Nagy is easy. That's the easy part of it, right? The you know, clean out everyone, the get rid of this guy too, the sell the franchise, that's what's going to have a bigger impact and a bigger message to people.
You're not selling the franchise. It's too damn valuable.
No. But I'm saying if you chanted that, you would get their attention a hell of a lot more than saying fire this guy.
Yeah, you're right. But I think what they need is somebody who they trust or a voice that they really respect, you know, appeal to their common sense and look at it big picture wise. Okay, you are in the midst of possibly moving out of Soldier Field to Arlington Heights. You are at a point in your organization which is there's a big, huge metamorphosis coming. So in the name of that kind of change.
Call Kafka.
Well, I mean, it's you need to, you know, the biggest change with the Chicago Bears over the next 5 years is not going to involve the head coach or general manager, okay? It's moving to this multi-billion dollar facility in Arlington Heights, and that's the way ownership probably looks at it. So while you're doing this, you can also change your football team's reality, and by doing that, now you're doing the right thing for the future of the franchise. It's not personal. This is professional judgment. Yep. This should be all about business.
If they were concerned about the right thing for the future of the franchise, they would have made trades to reflect it, at least trying to get some assets for the glut of backup quarterbacks they had or pass
Tony
rushing.
Romo tells me you don't have to do that.
Tony Romo has a very strong connection with the general manager from Eastern Illinois that we should all pay attention to as to why that broadcast sounded the way it did yesterday.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
Eastern
Tony
Illinois.
Romo's compromised. Yeah.
CBS should be embarrassed. I mean, that conflict of interest is something that they don't bring attention to, and they pretend like we're not in on it. Everybody knows what's going on here when he's parroting what should be coming out of the general manager's office. He's paid $1 million a week to give a subjective analysis, not that kind of PR pap.
Well, it's better than throwing interceptions over the middle in the fourth quarter for Dallas, I guess.
It's just what's amazing to me is if you're good enough at ass covering public relations, if you're organized enough and dedicated enough to sell what you sold that broadcast team, why aren't you better at football? If that effort and that kind of intensity and that sort of caring about clearly what they were able to do to indoctrinate this august football broadcast, put that same effort into your football business.
Well, one's easier to manipulate, Dan. I mean, I think it's much easier to manipulate two out-of-town broadcasters, no matter how famous they are, who don't know what they're watching, than it is to put together a game plan that's going to beat the Baltimore Ravens.
I think they're much better at the spin. That's why we're sitting here talking about this right now. I was actually very encouraged to hear Romo a couple games ago after the Tampa game, but he didn't sound the same in what he was saying yesterday. He just didn't. I'm sorry, Mully, you were going to say something.
No, I just think this is sort of a blinded organization. This is a group that came out at the end of last year and talked about a 6-game losing streak as a sign of success. This is the delusion that they seem to have about where they fit in the world doesn't go away because they get the broadcaster to repeat it. It's this is a much larger issue that goes back to everything they had to say. If it comes down to the idea that it was a COVID season, you didn't want to fire people, you were worried about money, whatever it was. But the way that thing came across, it was just an exercise in incompetence. Maybe we got the quarterback wrong. You know, did we win another game? No. But, you know, everything else, no. No, it's about winning. It's professional sports. It's all that matters.
And the sad thing is, so many roads lead back to these difficult questions of who's in the room making the next decisions. We can see all the cutaways we want to your centenarian matriarch. But when it comes down to it, are they really calling Ernie Accorsi's wig again? I mean, who in that organization is in the room when you're interviewing your next, whoever, call it whatever you want, but whatever institutional football knowledge is still there, who has it? Where does it come from? Where is your next? We always laugh at the Mets, and that's been sort of one of the national baseball jokes, is no matter who's in charge of the Mets, no matter what they promise, no matter how much money, no matter how much power, no matter what's said, they always find a way to screw. The Bears are the damn Mets. They really are.
The Mets are entertaining.
Well, to us, because we're not there, right? Out of town, they're entertaining to us. Maybe the Bears are entertaining to people out of town in the same way, but that's when you talk about some sort of poisoned well institutionally, where no matter how every road we lead back to is bereft of hope.
Well, dare I say it, you mentioned the Mets. I said earlier they should copy the Lions of all people. They hired Chris Spielman as a special assistant to the owner. And not that they are necessarily on the way to the playoffs, but the point is, you need to hire somebody to tell them the truth. And Chris Spielman was going to tell the owners in Detroit the truth, no matter how hard it was to hear. And the Bears need their version of that, whether it's Olin Krutz, Tom Thayer, or fill in the gap, or fill in the name or the blank with a name that makes sense. You need to hire a truth teller to assess everything top to bottom, an independent investigation, if you will, into incompetence at Hallis Hall. That's how you get better. I don't have any hope that they're going to do that, but that's what's lacking.
The truth is on the field. The truth is in a 5-game losing streak and a 6-game losing streak, and not how you rebounded out of it, but the fact that it happened, and the 4-game losing streak the week prior or the year prior. That's the truth. The truth is in the record.
Did I see this correctly? And if I'm wrong, forgive me, but I believe that I saw this tweeted and retweeted and shared. In the Bears' last 43 games, they have scored 0 points in the first half in 21 of them.
I think that's true. Half the games. Yep.
Half the games. In half of the games, you've scored no points in the first half? In half your last 43 games? What are we even doing?
Losing.
Yeah. But that is just...
It's a great recipe for losing. Listen, they don't score. We're sitting here today and we're complaining about the defense and we're questioning everything. They scored 13 points. That's not the Ravens' defense that won a Super Bowl. That's not year in, year out, the group that can stymie everyone. That's a bad group. That 13 points is just unforgivable. And the idea that they give up a touchdown to an undrafted free agent in his second year and marches down the field, five plays, 72 yards, that's unacceptable. And there's nothing wrong with complaining about it, but the fact is you're howling into the wind.
They had the worst pass defense, the Ravens, of any team in the NFL. Worst pass defense. And do you remember how mad Matt Nagy got last year when the Falcons' pass defense, which was also at the time one of the worst in the NFL, and they had injuries, how frustrated he was to pull Trubisky mid-game and then bring in Nick Foles. That was it. That was the deal-breaker for him. We didn't even see that in a way yesterday until we didn't see him attack that secondary until Andy Dalton was on the field.
I just wish I would see Matt Nagy get as mad about losing as he is about losing the connection to his headset. I mean, his reaction on the sideline was nothing like we ever see him react to when his team is in the midst of this losing streak. It's just a very interesting glimpse into who he is.
He needed to be called. They needed to blow the whistle and throw a flag on him because I think he bumped that guy, and I just thought it was out of line.
Yeah, how about that guy? And I don't even know what his job title is, but like, you know, communications coordinator or whoever. We've seen that guy's face over there forever now.
Yeah, he's been there a long time.
He's been there forever. It's like, oh no, like it's not his fault, is it? I mean, it's
Patrick Manley said in the post game that his daughter used to babysit Pat's daughter, and he was like, leave him alone. He really likes his daughter, his old babysitter. I couldn't stop laughing. Like, wow. I mean, really? Well, the coach is upset over that.
Dan, I think what you're trying to say is it's no one's fault other than everybody.
It's everybody's fault. It's nobody's fault because, you know, in these five-game losing streaks, that's when we grow closer.
Exactly.
We learn about each other. We grow closer to each other, and that becomes important to us as a football family.
When did that happen again? Is that the Tampa trip? And they haven't won since then, right? I mean, they didn't obviously win that, and they hadn't won before it. But these are the things that are going on, right? You know, he had the COVID for poor head coach. He had the 30K view. You had the before that was the great, we've never been closer. Then you had the coming out of the bye, you sometimes lose, you keep a losing streak going. I mean, oh, my God.
Who are we watching hour by hour? What player are we watching?
Tevin Jenkins.
Oh, yeah.
His recovery is hour by hour. Okay. Hey, wake him up. Find out how he's doing.
By day. By day. Amen. I need some advice.
Okay.
How am I going to explain to my family in California that I'm skipping cooking to watch this game against the Lions at 9:30 in the morning Pacific?
You don't have to.
Oh.
Oh, no. Hey. Just let the family know that I'm going to be doing the pregame.
Yeah. Turn on the app, Odyssey app.
I did enjoy you guys' pregame yesterday, too. It was a good show. But, I have to explain this to my family as if my own personal life decisions weren't poor enough. Now I have to tell them about the Lions and Bears game.
This is one. This counts as choosing to watch the Bears game at 9 in the morning is very much a personal life decision.
Says a lot, Layla.
Yeah, it's like, at least we have your brother. At least we have the Cowboys game.
The Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys game.
Happy Thanksgiving,
much
Layla.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Boy.
Help.
To think about that one.
It's just, you know, every time we think there's sort of a new time to step back and globalize the Bears experience, they drop it down a level. You know, there's no bottom to any of this.
Well, thank goodness that Coby White and Marc-Andre Fleury saved Sunday for Chicago sports fans yesterday.
Hey, Marc-Andre Fleury with 40 saves. I'll take that.
Nice.
Better than the game before.
And Coby White.
Yeah, I'll get back to watching the Blackhawks when it feels right to me, because I haven't watched a minute since in the last, I don't know, 3 weeks. And I was watching closely, but until that flame is rekindled with me for a lot of reasons, I'm done for a while. But the Bulls are my jam. I cannot get enough of it. I can't get enough of pregame, of halftime, of postgame. You and anything Bulls related, anything on that NBC Sports broadcast right now. I listened a lot to the radio broadcast the other night when I was going to pick up Zoe. We were driving and listening to that. It just it is to me anti-venom. It's like you have to experience that Bulls game. The Bulls cure what ails you. When the Bears just make you not want to face human existence anymore, bless the Bulls, because that is that the Bulls are life right now.
Yes, and to see Coby White rattle off those 10 points in the fourth quarter against the Knicks gave me all the feels. And to hear Tibbs yelling at the United Center, there were a bunch of comments about that. Tibbs bellowing so loudly that we could all hear it gave everybody a nice little warm, fuzzy flashback.
The walrus was back. I mean, you just...
How will you be handling this Bulls victory Monday?
I wish we could do it. I so wish we could do a Bulls victory Monday.
But... I mean, there's nobody saying we can't.
Well, just knowing that it's there and there's another game tonight, like the anticipation, it's 6:45 pregame on the score. There's another game tonight, and it's a good matchup against a fairly talented team. But it is a Horizon Therapeutics Bears Monday, and that means Kevin Fishbane at 9:40. It means we're going to try to carry some or all of the Matt Nagy press conference when he finally comes around to joining us on the 10 o'clock hour. And then Hub at 11, and we got a special surprise at 45, and all kinds of things.
All right, guys, have a great one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.